fourth parak of Avodah Zarah, 11th Mishnah. Matayr Yedoy Shel Akum. That a person wants to make Goyish wine kosher. How do you do it? So there'll be rooms that say, as long as it belongs to the Goy, there's nothing to do about it because Goyish wine is usher. They say, no. If it's under Jewish supervision constantly, then it's good enough. There's no use in the shoes, say. You put it in. Even though you left in the Rishus of the Goy, as long as there's Bayis Patuach Rishus Rabim, it's a place which is home to Rishus Rabim, Akam v'Yisrael, and the people are walking around outside are both Goyim and Jews, and therefore the person inside is concerned constantly that a Jew may catch him what he's doing, then it's mutter because this is considered that the supervision over the wine and wasn't touched by the Goy. But if it's a town that all the walkers, people walking around there are goyim, so even if the door is open, it doesn't help because the goy couldn't care less. Touching, no one's going to catch him. But there is a way of being marta that actually Yosef Shemer, he has to make a mashgiach over there. Mashgiach himself doesn't have to be there non-stop. Even if it was going in and out, as long as it was not clear when he's going to come back again, we assume the guy is afraid to touch it. He knows there's a shomer here that may come back if it's mutter. He says that any wine which is in the possession of the guy, even if it does not belong to that guy, still it's also unless you have a shomer. Now, this is the Quentin Tanakama. If it's somebody else's wine, we're not concerned this guy's going to touch it because he's afraid to get caught. But this opinion holds no. That's, if you leave him by himself, without any supervision, we're afraid that he's going to touch the wine.